Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity for jihad and the rewards of striving in ifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Umar Rubay' bint al-Bara'i wa hiya Ummu Harithah ibn Suraqa, atat al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqalat ya Rasulallah, ألا تحدثني عن حادثة وكان قتل يوم بدر فإن كان في الجنة صبرت وإن كان غير ذلك اجتهدت عليه في البكاء فقال يا أم حارثة إنها جنان في الجنة وإن ابنك أصاب الفردوس الأعلى رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that أم الربيع بنت البراء رضي الله تعالى عنها. Actually, her correct name is Rubay bint Nadhar. This was a mistake by one of the narrators, according to the Shurrah. Her correct name was Rubay bint Nadhar. So anyway, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that this woman, Rubay bint Nadhar, the mother of Haritha ibn Suraqa, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she was the mother of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not tell me about Haritha? He had been killed at the battle of Badr. If he is in Jannat, if he is in paradise, I will exercise patience. If it is otherwise, in other words, if he is not in Jannat, I will cry profusely for him, I will wail for him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O mother of Haritha, there are many levels in Jannah, and your son has achieved the highest, that is Jannatul Firdaus. Your son has achieved the highest level. So there are few points come out in this hadith. One is that she mentioned that if her son was in Jannat, then she'll make sabr. And if it was otherwise, she'll cry, she'll wail. Now we know in Islam, we're not allowed to wail. A person is allowed to be sad, a person is allowed to cry, but wailing is not allowed in Islam. So why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not correct her when she said this? Ulama explained that law of wailing becoming prohibited only came after the battle of Uhud. This was after the battle of Badr. So it was still permissible at that time when this woman had made the statement. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not correct her at this point. Later on the law came that don't wail. And how beautiful this beautiful law of Islam is. When you look at the kuffar, etc., when they lose some family member, how they start screaming and shouting, not like it's going to bring the dead person alive, but it's almost as though it's an objection to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we are taught, you're allowed to cry, it's natural, but we are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not objecting by screaming and wailing and crying. So this is some beauty, this is one great beauty of Islam, that even at that moment of sadness, we are taught how to behave like a good human being supposed to behave. We are taught that cry, no problem, but don't scream and don't shout. Another point that comes out from this hadith is that when we are making dua, then we should ask for the highest. Ask for Jannatul Firdaus. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining in this hadith that there are many, many levels in Jannah, and the highest level is Firdaus. So therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you ask Allah ta'ala, then ask Him for Firdaus. Ask Him for Jannatul Firdaus. It is the highest stage in Jannah. Above it is the throne of Ar-Rahman, and from it flows the rivers of Jannat. Bukhari Sharif rewired that only above this is what? The throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from it, from this Jannatul Firdaus, flows the rivers of Jannah. Another thing we learn is the great reward that Allah ta'ala gives a person that becomes shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great, great reward. Person has become shaheed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah gives him the highest of rewards. So therefore this desire should be in our heart that, O Allah, give me also the tawfiq that one day I'm able to give my life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained that if a person has a firm resolve in his heart, firm niyat in his heart for this, even if he doesn't have that opportunity never arises, Allah Ta'ala will give him that reward because of his niyat. So this is the kindness from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Person never actually carried out the action, but he had the niyat in his heart to do the action, Allah will reward him. The same applies for every good action. Person made niyat that if I have that opportunity to serve my parents, I'm giving an example, and it happened that they his father or mother passed away early, he didn't get that opportunity. But because of that niyat, Allah Ta'ala will reward him. Like that, he makes niyat of sadaqah, he makes niyat of helping people, he makes many niyats of building masajid, helping in madaris, helping the community. But that point never ever comes in his life. He happens to pass away before that. Allah, in his kindness, clemency, and mercy, will reward the person only on his niyat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.